At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yo, Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we're back.
Again.
Are you excited?
Always.
You look bundled up. Y'all niggas better bundle up.
It's out here cold as a motherfucker. I'm coming from 80 degrees on a boat. You know what I'm saying? I come out here and motherfucking cold as a motherfucker.
It is pretty fucking
sheesh.
Freezing.
Sheesh. Like, damn, what the fuck going on out here?
Not just that, though. It's freezing and it's fucking raining.
Raining. I seen snow earlier.
It was like, snowing?
Snowing early where I was at. You know, I stayed over in Jersey. I'm like, yo, what's up, man?
Nah, I'm not here for that. We definitely about to heat some shit up.
Yes.
You know how it goes. We're going to give y'all some advice, good advice, good advice, the real shit. And things have been pretty spicy lately.
Yes,
I know. People have been demanding apologies. We talked about Monique before, and at first I wasn't on her side. I was actually pretty angry with her.
Yes.
And now I owe Monique an apology.
What happened to Monique?
So Monique just recently came out.
Okay.
And she said she wants to close her open marriage. We've spoke about her marriage before on the show. Mm-hmm. And like she said something along the lines of like monogamy doesn't run in our culture. And this is the, and she made me pretty angry. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's singing a different tune. And, you know, maybe I misunderstood her all along. Sometimes things are a misunderstanding.
Yes.
And I think I really like Monique now. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Let's hear what Miss Parker got to say.
Yeah, so, okay. Hey, Miss Parker. Where the Parkers? Mm-hmm. Damn, mama. Okay. So she has a show, like I said, with her husband. It's called Monique's and Sydney's Open Relationship. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're in an open relationship. They were. They were in an open marriage.
Wow.
And, you know, for many, many years, they have like 17-year-old twins. So, like, they've been together for quite some time. He
blessings,
manages her.
Man. God bless, man.
And kind of find out all along, it was Monique that had the damn boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Here I am thinking, she's saying we ain't supposed to be saying, like, we don't deserve.
Yes.
Because she was like, that's white women and da da da. I'm like, oh, so black women don't deserve faithfulness and monogamy?
Yes, yes.
So I was a little upset, but why she ain't just let us know that she was the one that had the nigga on the side the whole damn time?
So that's what's okay when she do it?
I mean, shit. It's okay when y'all do it. It's a problem when we do it.
Yes.
So nah, let's flip the switch. Like, I had to say that, you know what?
Two meats inside of you.
Nobody says she had to be having sex with that other man.
Okay, then she got a friend.
Still
she
a relationship. We're dating. We're sleeping together. It doesn't mean we're having sex. We're holding hands. We're kissing. We're intimate. We talk about our future. We share ideas. You see? Look at your heart.
But you see what I'm saying?
Your heart's pounding out your chest.
But that's what I'm saying for him. For the man.
Yeah,
you don't think it's his, I feel sorry for Monique's husband. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he got to sit there and take it.
Well, you know what he said to her?
What he say?
After he dealt with it for many years, he was like, well, you know what? If you're allowed to play, I should be allowed to play.
Uh-oh.
Next thing you know, Monique, like, I'm over this open marriage. Like, oh, there you go, Monique.
But you see how the tables turn, though? Because that's usually how it happens with the man. Is like, you know, when like, I'm fed up. I'm about to go out here and suck another man's dick. And then this dude's like, fuck that. I'm not losing my house. I'm not losing none of this. I'm going to straighten the fuck up. Down the flowers come, and you know, I'm going to start appreciating you more and stuff like that. Now it's the other way around. Now the dude is like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go fuck somebody else. And she's like, no more of this bullshit.
So are you dropping a gem for women? Because like, yes, that's possible. And yes, that happens a lot. But are you saying that if a man is being a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Difficult. If he's being a little difficult.
Sowing his royal oats.
Act like you're going to leave him.
Yes. Always.
For another nigga.
Always.
For another nigga though?
Some dudes might let you go. It all depends.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, how's the approach?
You gotta, you know, sit them down. Never go to where, because you need to go, put like this. If you go to him soft, his approach, his response is going to be soft. If you go to him like, man, fuck that. I'm about to go fuck this other nigga and stuff like that. And he'd be like, you're going to see right there. How he is right there.
What he feel about you.
What he feel about you right there. But if you go like,
but you get, no, you match your energies, no?
But yeah, but if you go him like, baby, we need to talk, you know, I don't like you going ahead and, you know, talking to other girls and stuff like that. I see the DMs and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm going to change, baby. You know what I'm saying? But if he go ahead, you be like, yo, I'm about to go fuck somebody else. He might be like, man, fuck it. They go fuck somebody else. Or he be like, nah, baby, listen, you know what? I was wrong. I'm going to do it. So fuck all that soft talk. And then you get him a way out because, and my mama don't beat me, I got away with it. I'm going to do it again.
I definitely feel like if you talk to somebody and come to them on some real shit, that it is definitely a better approach than anything else. And you learn that when you get older. Because I think your first initial thing, like me, anybody, like you have an emotion and the emotion makes you want to react.
Yes.
So it's like your first thing is to like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you get what I'm saying? But the best thing is to like, Take a second. Take a lot of seconds. Think about what you're going to motherfucking say. Because you'll just say things out of anger anyway, right?
Yes. But I was like you were saying, let's try him. Let's see how he is. You go ahead and let him know that, like, yo, you know, I'm going to go meet this nigga who keep on trying to holler at me. And then he'd be like, listen, no.
Yeah.
But if you sit them down, be like, you know.
It don't even got to be like that, though.
You go ahead and you give him a way out. My mama come to me soft. I'm going to go do it again.
See, I feel like it don't have to just be like, yo, I got this. I feel like, yo, would you comfortable with me dealing with other niggas? Because I don't know what to.
No, I don't, mom. You want to me to call your father? But you be like, fuck that. I'm calling your father. Then they're going straighten up. You see what I'm saying? Certain ways how you come at a dude as a boy, as a, you know what I'm saying? Watch how his mama talk to him and treat him and how he. That's how you look at the man. We still men at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Women still raise us at the end of the day. Y'all got so much more on us than y'all even give yourself credit. You see what I'm saying? Y'all can whip us in shape real fast. As though, how do we look at y'all?
That's a fact.
Do we look at you as a queen? You can ship us right in shape.
That's a fact.
We look at you as just, I mean, you know,
some
how we treat our sisters.
Some people get stuck in their
shit.
Ways, though. But as far as how they treat you, you can definitely get them to conform to the way you are.
For sure.
They fuck with you. If the person fucks with you.
But you got to give me a reason to want to fuck with you, though. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, at the same time, like, as far as, like, with the Monique situation, she wasn't ready to let her thing go. She was like, you know, I want to have my cake, but you can't eat it, too. She's like, I get it, though. She had a guy, you know what it was? She had a guy that she didn't want to let go of.
Respect.
And it was one particular guy. That's what it seems as though. Like, she's going to open up more about it in her comedy special. Mm-hmm. It comes out in April, so it should be out by the time this episode is out. But one thing, though, I did notice, she wants an apology from Oprah and Tyler Perry still. Like, have you ever, like, because they're not giving her no fucking apology. It's been mad years. I'm pretty sure they feel like, what do I owe you an apology for?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I missed something.
Do you feel like someone owes you an apology? Like a particular person, kind of mind?
I could say, I wouldn't say an apology. I would say clear things up. I wouldn't say apology. I don't think nobody's, because what I always say, you did what you wanted to do at the end of the day. Because nobody can't make me do something to you that I just don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I would like to see a clarity of where it came from, but me apologizing means nothing to me at the end of the day. Because you, at that moment, you feel like that was the right thing to do at your time and with me, whatever happens for you, everybody on their own journey. So, no, I don't think nobody should apologize to me at all.
I need to do a lot of more praying. I'm in therapy, my damn self. But, like, I'm not a forgiving person, and especially with particular people. And it's weird. I might be a little harsher when it comes to women because I be feeling like as a woman, you should already know, like it's a little different. But like, I think men, we kind of look at y'all like, these fucking dumbass, stupid motherfuckers. You don't know no better.
You see what I'm saying?
And sometimes we do. Sometimes we give y'all a pass, but y'all fucking know better.
And maybe you
an adult at the end of the day.
And I look at it the exact same way you look at it. I give women a whole lot more credit than they even give their self. So when I see you, you know what I mean, giving yourself it, I'd be like, like.
What you mean by that?
You know, I would never, men always say, I never respect a woman more than she respects herself.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So if you out there and I look at you like this and you acting like this, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. So we look at the exact same thing. Like, you kind of hard on women. I'm kind of hard on women, too, because I know y'all smarter than us. Y'all better than us. Y'all more precious than us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold a whole lot more value of how much you allow.
I don't know if that's like, for me, maybe it's because I look at it like, y'all do this shit to everybody. And when I look at it as like a woman, it's like, if you do some betrayal shit and you're coming to say sorry, it just means nothing to me. Like, yeah. It would mean nothing. Like, I don't know. It would mean nothing to me. Like, could you have a friend that you felt like did some funny shit to you and then they, like, you could just go back to fucking with them? Nah. Like, it's nothing?
Like, if you stole from me, I can't be like, you know what I'm saying? But my family members definitely stole from
me.
We
definitely had to get rid of some people because of stealing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, but it's like, even my family, I got robbed. I got stole. They stole my shit, guaranteed. I know it was them. And I still get them shit. You see what I'm saying?
So if they come back and say sorry, you'll fuck with them.
I ain't got no choice. I have a fucking retard ass family. You see what I'm saying? Certain people could get away with certain things.
See, I'm not like that. I don't, family or not, it's like you do some funny shit. And I hate, that's what I'm saying. I need to probably do some more because like God forgives, but I feel like Ross, I don't.
Get into John. I'm in Proverbs and John right now and it's so powerful. So it's changing my everything. You know what I mean? With my forgiveness. It's all about strength. You know what I'm saying? This is just flesh. This is dirt. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the inner of you growing and then that's when you grow. So get
But like it. I could hear you out, but I still don't. Like, I turned off that section of giving a fuck.
There you go.
And it, like, don't turn back. I don't have hate for you or nothing like that.
I love
it,
you still,
it's
but
like
I,
this.
I don't
no,
fuck with you.
Nah. Like, the love ain't even really there like that, neither. It affects my love.
It'll grow. The love will grow back on.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
That's not me.
I had somebody
it don't grow
that
back.
Robbed me, and I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do them dirty. And the love comes back within time. Time
not
tells
like,
everything.
I don't want to see nothing bad happen to you, whatever the case.
It's not love.
It's
in there.
I don't
it's
have
in there.
No fucking love. Trust me. Like, when I'm thinking
so
about
you don't feel it. It's just
not. I don't, because I'm not an evil person and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's not them in particular. It's like anybody. I don't want to see nothing bad happen to nobody. I mean, unless you deserve it for
shit,
real.
Yeah.
Like, child stuff. Or,
yeah.
You know, then that's
kids.
Different. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, murderous for no reason, that stuff. But like, I don't know. I'm just not like that. Nothing. It doesn't turn back on. Like the switch will never turn back. And I could fuck with you. I could speak to you. I could whatever. But like, I don't have love for you. Like, it's weird as fuck. Like, gone. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I could be like,
it never existed. You're a person. I treat you like one.
Yeah,
but
a person. Don't become a person to me.
Yo, you'll be a person as fuck. Like, you'll be just like any other person.
Any other person.
A nigga that I sit next to on the plane. I will have a conversation with him.
I mean,
you get what I'm saying?
And I don't know why I allow certain people to do certain things to me and I still go back. But if somebody else do it to me, I'm on their hill so motherfucking much.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I feel like you're supposed to know better.
That's what I mean. It's
you
certain
see what
people
I'm saying?
You hold to higher standards of stuff. And it's not even
yeah,
like you
woman.
Do you still give a fuck about the person. Or like you might care about the other person more, but you give them grace for some reason. I don't know.
I don't know why.
That shit is
I
weird.
I give this motherfucking grace, and I know they robbed me. I know they lying. I know they, and I know it. I know they stealing, and I know, and I still end up motherfucking doing it. Why? But this other motherfucker even look at the shit. I'm looking at you, motherfucking crazy.
So, do apologies really even mean anything?
They can if it's sincere. You know what I'm saying? But if the person didn't learn from it, just apologize to make you feel better, that don't mean shit.
Yeah, that's
you know
what I feel like
and
people apologize
for. That's why I don't do it.
They'd
be like, just apologize to me. And I'm like, I meant to say it. You know what I'm saying? I meant to say that. I, at that time, with how it came to me, I meant to say that. I meant what I meant when I said that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just wanting to do like, oh, fuck that. Your pussy's thinking it did. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just trying to hurt you and throw jabs at you.
I'm not apologizing if I didn't say it, and I'm not apologizing just because to make somebody feel better.
Nah, I'm not
the
doing
the only time I'm apologizing is when
very,
I genuinely
very sincere,
mean it.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But and a lot of times it'd be like, even though if you don't know, if you didn't do nothing to hurt this person, if you didn't think it, if that wasn't your intentions, it's okay to apologize to this person because it's like if they felt a certain way of something, I apologize for you feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't my intentions. That's all peace and clarity. Yeah. You can still keep your pride at the
end
of the day.
But still, why would you want to force a person to apologize to you?
It's kind of, it ain't got nothing with it. It's like having a bunch of fucking chips.
I think about this situation like that, like, you know, I hate talking about it, but it's just always comes up in my damn page, this, that, and the third. But it's like, I know what I said, and I'm going to stand on what I said.
Peace.
I always stand on what I say.
Peace.
We talk crazy. Like, niggas say whatever they want, just like anybody else in the fucking world. But if I ain't say some shit, I'm not fucking saying sorry.
No,
I don't give a goddamn.
Man. Especially,
and you can fucking text and tweet and DM and do what the fuck you want
and
all
you know
day.
What? A lot of people are trying to make us apologize off of how they felt about it. Or I thought the way you said it, it really meant this to me.
That's not what it meant though. That,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're projecting your own inner shit that you got going on, and that's therapy sessions. Like, that has nothing
to
do with
me. Go to therapy, babies.
But you can also come to us at the Bully and the Beast podcast because we're therapists. And you can send us DMs and we'll give you some advice, right? If Twerk lets it go through. Because he's a screener. And if he don't think your shit is interesting enough, basura. Everybody gets answered, okay? So we don't discriminate over here on the Bully and the Beast podcast. Yes. But if they want to slide in our DMs, what do they have to do?
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast podcast. Yo.
All right. I need some advice from my homie. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
What
you need, nigga?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us a story, bitch. Like.
Hi.
I need some advice from my homie.
Peace.
It's this chick that he likes, and she is mad beautiful, but it's one problem.
What's up?
One night, my homie told me that he was sleeping at her crib for the first time, and he felt something wet on his face, and he woke up to her peeing on him. But here's the kicker. She was fucking sleepwalking. She was peeing on him. So the next morning, she was telling him that she had a dream that she was at the club and had to pee. My homie was pissed and cursed her ass out. He was beyond pissed.
Used the bathroom, fam.
Damn. My homie was pissed and cursed her out. He was really into the girl until then. She didn't tell him that she does sleepwalk from time to time because she didn't want him to run off. Should my homie stay and work things out with the girl and be more understanding of her condition or just cut his losses and return to the streets and start all over again? Damn, that's some wicked shit. She peed on him as part of her... She probably was pretending.
Nah, but that too. But, you know, it's like she just really say how she feel about you. When people in their most vulnerable times is when they're going to tell the truth. They have no choice. And she look at you as a fucking toilet, bro.
Full of shit.
You full of fucking shit. So she peed inside the commode where she thought that the piss is supposed to go and she peed on you. You know what I'm saying? And when you have no control at all, your mind is going to go and you're just going to do. You know what I'm saying? And yeah.
It makes me think of Step Brothers. You saw that?
Yes.
When they went in the refrigerator and they fucked everything up
everything
when they were sleepwalking
up.
And shit.
Yes.
Hell no. I'm not dealing with no shit like that.
They built the bunk beds.
Yeah, nah, there got to be something because like, what if she walked out the house and walked into the street? Like,
yeah, man. You got to lock all the doors. You got to have extra security. If you want her to be your girl, you just got to do extra shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, put the doggy alarm. Like, as soon as you go past the house, it's like, beep. She's in the living room. Somebody's in the living room. Beep.
Put a bell around her neck. So every time she get up, you hear that shit and you could duck.
No, you can't get no sleep.
What?
That bitch probably over with the vibrator.
Of course you would be thinking that. Why would she have to have a vibrator laying next to her nigga? I would slip my wrist if I had to use a vibrator laying next to my nigga. That's a waste.
Happens.
What is he doing?
Probably drinking off because y'all both bad and pissed off at each other until somebody need a fucking itch that need to be scratched.
Talk about projecting. Is this your life?
What are you talking about? That's me?
I guess so.
I can't spell, so you know that's not me.
Maybe. Anyway, so what do you think?
Fruit of crack.
You don't remember, do you?
You don't either.
The peeing, stupid.
Oh, you been peeing on him.
He said you don't either.
Yeah, man. It all depends on what you accept, man. I say any relationship, We only together because we accept each other's flaws. You know what I'm saying? If that's a flaw that's okay with you, you don't mind taking care of a woman who sleepwalks, that's okay. I don't like girls. I'd rather deal with a girl who sleepwalks than a girl who don't cook. I'd rather a girl who sleepwalks than a girl
who
don't.
And she pees on your face?
I got pee on. I mean, the girl who squirts, exact same thing, pee. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a
she don't
different.
Tell you. That's like a guy, like, make sure you let me know you're not.
Ever out your sleep. So what if you started drowning?
Nah, pee ain't gonna make you drown. She'll stop before you, motherfucking. You
know she don't know. She's sleepwalking.
And she was drinking a lot in the club, too.
That's what I'm saying. Remember I told you about that nigga that was on the show last time? He was peeing for like an hour. If it was anything like that. Did you see the bitch that peed on stage on top of the nigga?
No.
Yeah, it was like some rock concert ass shit. And she peed on it. She was peeing for like an hour.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, like 5 minutes.
That's a long time.
Nah,
too.
It was like two, but peeing is crazy for
peeing,
2 minutes.
A good, I mean, once you, like, you had a bunch of water, it's a good minute. You got a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, so
that's
imagine this is like 2 minutes.
That's long.
That's long.
That's
two,
long.
2 minutes and
you
20
draining
seconds.
Your whole body. Like your body is like 3/4 water. You see,
like,
what I'm
but
saying?
What if this bitch is bad? Everything is perfect. She got bread. She got things going for herself. She fucking inspires you, encourages you.
You
but
get
she
peed
pees on.
On
you.
You get peed on.
But that's just the one thing she did. She could do anything. That's not just like you never know what she'll do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to just booby trap the house. We only together because I accept your flaws. If I accept your flaws, and when you if that, then you got to stay with her.
It's
you know
a movie,
saying?
Yellow Jacket, not a movie, a show called Yellow Jackets. It's on Showtime. Mm-hmm. And one of those women, she sleepwalks. The bitch be outside killing animals and shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Dexter.
That's crazy. It's giving, like, Deuce Bigelow. Like, that's too many symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? If you have a kid where the baby might sleepwalk, you ain't got time for that shit. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, what if she
so
take the baby and start
poison,
walking out the house?
Pick
like,
your poison. She can't drive. Every time she drives, you're trying to think if she might fall asleep. And then, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you don't want that. I mean, like I said, if you accept the flaw, she got all these other things great to her. That's why you want to be with her. And you can look over that.
Just a little pee.
I'm saying you should just know that you got a baby on your hands forever. Cause you have to watch after her. If she whenever she sleeps is a problem. You know when people fall asleep, oh, she sleeps, she's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we be feeling about niggas.
Yeah,
he's
like,
sleep.
All right,
that
okay, nigga
right,
sleep. That nigga sleep, be good. Nigga drunk, yeah, be good. Now, when she sleep, now is a fucking problem. That's yeah. No. You can't eat, sleep, cheat, comfortable, and everything else will fall in place. She's not eat, sleeping, and shit.
What if it comes over time? Like, you've been with this motherfucker for 5 years, and out of nowhere, they just start sleepwalking, peeing on you, and all kind of shit.
Nah. We got to figure this out, because you wasn't doing this last week.
Like, bitch, what's your chemical imbalance?
No, he going to say, yeah, who the fuck you was fucking?
That got you sleepwalking?
Got your pussy loose. You all peeing all over the place.
I hate you.
Hilarious.
All right, let's help somebody else out.
Yes.
All right, let's give somebody else some help. And if they want to reach out to us and slide into our DMs, all they have to do is
hit us up at Bullying the Beast Podcast. You
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, this person hasn't listened to the show in quite some time. Hey, L'Oreal Wax and Twerk.
You.
Hope y'all new year starting well.
Blessings.
You could call me Tasha. Hey, Tasha. I'm 30. So I met a really good friend of mine at a part-time job, my part-time job at Best Buy. This is 4 years ago when I moved to Virginia. We're going to call her Jill. She's 36. She had a man. They were together 3 years when I met her. So, of course, I was like, yeah, girl, y'all might as well make it legit. Get married. She was like, nah, they're not ready. Honestly, this should have been a red flag for me. At that time, she had one son by another guy. I was wishing another baby on her just because they were together so long. What? Literally, every time I saw them, I asked about a baby. Time passed. This is 2 years in the pandemic, too. So we didn't really see each other. We linked recently in October, and she's knocked up by him. So I asked her if she's excited for his first child. And guess what her response is?
Thanks for sure.
He got kids. I'm thinking, okay, he got two kids and this will make it three. No, y'all. This nigga got seven. This makes eight.
Nice.
I literally was promoting my homie to get locked in with a deadbeat. She tells me that his kids don't talk to him. They aren't excited about their new sibling. And I just feel terrible. I know it's not me and I need to mind my business. This is my only best friend. How the fuck did she know that this nigga had 8 kids?
8 kids, man.
She is in postpartum now, and I feel like I should say something about pressuring her to have the baby with this watermelon. Why she call him a watermelon? I've never heard that before.
Got a bunch of seeds.
Oh! Yo, you smarter than you look, my nigga.
Damn, I looked up.
Ah, a watermelon. That's hella funny. I'm stealing it. Do people use that?
No, I just...
Yeah, I never heard
of
that
dumb.
Before.
It gotta be a dumb thing
to
say.
Yeah, it must. Also, I want to ask her some questions because honestly, I need to know why she's been dealing with this man all this time and he's a deadbeat. Should I say something or just mind the business that pays me? Last time you said something, you forced her into a relationship with a nigga that wasn't shit. She said no numerous times. Nigga, no, she was trying to tell you.
She was trying to tell you, dumb motherfucker.
And you was like, no, he is ready. Yeah.
How about you go smash him and see? And see if he able to get your ass pregnant too.
Come on, Tasha. More info. She has lupus, so the pregnancy wasn't easy. She has a good, strong community of help around her. I went to the baby shower this month. It was super cute. But the daddy was over 2 hours late. He brought his football team of kids with him. Some were sitting at the table, and they were talking cash money shit about their dad.
Come on, man.
His oldest son said he's tired of baby showers. Yo, I'm fucking... First of all, I didn't realize she was talking about he brought his kids. Yes. I thought he was the football coach. Team. I was fucking lost the spot. I'm you today or something. Nigga, so he brought all his kids. They were sitting at the table talking shit about her. And the dad. And the oldest son said he's tired of fucking baby showers, bro.
Go see your brother. Let me see your sister.
They were saying they hope he gets snipped because he has too many kids. And the youngest child is 7. Do the math, L'Oreal, because obviously Wax can't. They met 6 years ago, and his youngest is 7.
Amazing.
Which means...
You was next.
Yeah. No, but she was pregnant at the time when he met her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Should she?
What, she had a baby? She already opened
her business?
Minds
her business.
Oh, so she mind her business? Yes, maybe you should fuck him and see why everybody else fucking had this baby. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not in the situation. You really can't sit there and say, I can tell my uncle to stop smoking crack all day, but I'm not smoking it, so I can't tell him. You're not smoking that meat, so you can't not tell her how to get off that meat because you
I
don't
mean,
know nothing
about
it. I
mean, she told her every day to have a baby, and she did it. So yeah. Help her get the fuck out of it, too.
You really can't help him with somebody in that meat roll. And even when some of my dudes, I see his pussy whip, ain't nothing I can do. He's wasting our time talking to this young man. We can tell him everything. Your girl's a whore. And now he want to fight us. You fuck that uncle. Yeah, fuck that. You talking about my girl. I'm like, nigga, yeah, give me 2 years, nigga. You'll laugh at the situation.
How the fuck did you not know about the kids?
I think she did. I think that meat got her wired up in her head. I think she do know about the kids.
So you think she hid it from her friend?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm like, if he's bringing all the kids there, that means he's in the kids' lives some way, somehow.
Somehow.
She said they're not excited about their sibling, which is crazy. But that's because they have so many other ones. Mm-hmm. It's like Nick Cannon.
It's great.
It's Future.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean? It's that's what it, you know, it's NBA Youngboy.
Nice.
But like, how do you feel about that? Like, you have right now 2 different baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine having 5?
God bless them. No, I would.
7?
I would have 20 if it makes sense. You know, if everybody could be on the same page, you know what I'm saying? And the love is there and the respect is there. I think we can do anything. You see what I'm saying? It's all about the partnerships. If you down with it. So movie sets, everybody who plays their part makes this thing, make magic. You saying make magic happen. A team of anything, a village of anything on the same accord, on the same sound mind can make anything happen. Once you got the whatever ones, you can have one-on-one. That relationship
but
never works.
7 kids in 7 different homes, you can't even be there for those kids.
If you can have 1 kid in 1 home, they can't even be there. They don't need to be there. You see
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So imagine spreading yourself thinner than that.
It's all about your partners. The partners is there. The babies will always be there. The kids will be there. Everybody will be around. You raise them as a village. And respect will be there. And love will be there. But if you can have 1 bad apple, could spoil everything. You see what I'm saying?
I don't judge anybody And I'm so glad that people could get along in situations.
God bless.
But God,
man,
please do not put me in no motherfucking situation where I'm fucking with a nigga that got seven other baby mamas. No.
And the meat got you. The meat got her.
I just feel like, do you feel like that's an immature choice? Or is this is just, you shouldn't judge somebody? I don't even know how to look at that.
I mean,
because I wouldn't be. Would you be okay with a woman that has seven baby fathers?
No.
So why the fuck should I?
You know what I'm saying?
Why should, like, I couldn't imagine. Like, no, thank you.
I feel for a woman, I'm looking at, damn, well, this nigga got you pregnant and don't want to stay with you. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it as that.
Well, do you look at your baby moms like nobody should want to date them again?
No, because exactly. it was me. I mean, no, because of me. But if another dude might look at it like that, why are these other guys that wouldn't want to marry you?
But you know that is you. It was you, though.
It was me. It's
Which
me.
Means they were marriage material at some
point. For sure.
So what are you saying?
Like I said,
it's really you that's the problem.
It was me and those problems. I'm saying those situations. I'll take that. And that's what I was told.
So they're not damaged good. But you try to push people off on like that when
whoever get them going to be very happy.
That's what I'm saying. So, and that's probably how somebody else. But I mean, not everybody be mama.
No, but even in my head, I'm gonna be like, hey, you been with him for 9 years, 8 years, and y'all broke up. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all say red
Maybe
flags.
Maybe she left.
We got blue flags.
Maybe she didn't choose him. Why it always got to be that the man didn't choose the woman?
Because the woman wants this. The marriage. You know
I know somebody right now that is like, this, please leave me alone. I'm telling you. And like, you tied by
but why was
a
she,
child.
Why would she accept it?
You're tied by a child. And that person will keep continuously telling you that y'all are supposed to be together. Y'all supposed to be a family. But she's like, oh my God, I can't wait to like, nigga, leave me alone. Yeah. No, I just rather... We raised this child, but nigga, not together. Like, yeah. I can't stand this nigga no more. And like, she's, you know, the person knows, but it's just like, the nigga's not, no, he's not trying to let it, you know, it's weird. It's crazy how shit could be sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Just try to have it be about the kids. If anything's going to happen, let it happen, but try to do as much as about the kids.
Yeah, but people always blame the woman, which is so crazy.
I mean, most of the times, that one who bring the emotions into the situation. You know what I mean? Man want peace at
the
end of the day.
Not nowadays.
I hear you. Maybe get a lot of bitch ass niggas out there, but when you time for, you know, at the end of the day, man want peace at the end of the day.
Everybody wants peace.
I hear you, but you know, to bring it out, you're going to have to do something. You come peaceful. And I don't see too many women coming to me, listen, let's talk, be reasonable without, you know what I'm saying?
That's your situation.
No, not my situation. It's a lot of situations that I've seen is like, they don't get it. The women don't get it at the end of the day. I know a lot of guys who go through a lot of my situations, you know what I'm saying? Or a lot of other situations. I see it. And I see the dude just trying, I just want peace, bro. I just want to, I hear on the phone,
I just want peace and they still be cheating.
It might not even be cheating. It could just be just
or they'll still
compromise.
Be causing havoc.
It might just be trying to compromise or something. She's going to go off and what's going to happen at the end of the day is still going to happen. But I can hear my boys going through it. She just on the phone. You put the phone down. And he has to be submissive to this woman because she's a woman. And he has to do it. She got the kids. So he has to listen. He has to obey. He has to do this type of shit. You just have to do it. You're going to get
pumped
all
day. That's because she's going to be the one that always shows up. Like you said, at the end of the day, like that partner. It's yes. going to be there, but you could be all over the place. So she do have more. It's not being submissive. It's being respectful of your yes. partner that's actually putting the time in that you don't want to put in or that you're not putting in or that you can't put in.
I respect that.
So should she just mind her business?
Like I said, she said that's her best friend and stuff like that. And she might feel a little responsible because she, her friend left out a little bit details. But I think it's... not on you on this one. I think that she's already crossed that. I think she got to deal with that with God. So
she made her own decision. Yeah. She's still grown at the end of the day.
She's still grown, and she have to answer to God at the end of the day. So you just need to pray for her, and whatever decision her and God makes, I think you should do that. But you involving yourself in the pregnancy, you know, I know she might feel it's pros and cons in that all the way through. And with whatever thoughts she thinks, as a woman, as being so vulnerable because she got something growing to her, everything that you do say to her can affect her. So you got to be try to be as much positive as you can. Don't sit there and try to bring down something that she might in her heart just be so happy that she's pregnant right now. and you come with that other bullshit because the man got a bunch of kids, she might, that might fuck her whole pregnancy up. And she says she got disease anyway, so you gotta be, I think this one you might have sit out because it's already happened. And was you gonna get an abortion?
Yeah, it's too late. And you
baby showered?
She just feeling guilty because she encouraged it.
And I feel like she feel like she got some type of thing, but she didn't tell you everything. You know what I'm saying? If my dude be like, yo, man, I'm about to marry this girl. She's amazing. She amazing. For 6 months later, you find out that she's still married to somebody else. I'm like, bruh.
And you knew it.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't tell nothing. Me. So I'm telling you to marry this girl. She's amazing. She's amazing. And then, yo, I'm going to you try to get the thing signed and she can't get remarried because she's already married. And I'm looking at you like, bruh, you got us getting the tuxes. You got us getting all this fucking shit.
You know but you knew this and you didn't even.
You ain't tell me.
But I mean, all you could do is be a friend and just be there.
Just be there. Be,
you said
be,
too
be
much before, motherfucker. Like,
be godma. He got all these other kids. So she needs a little bit more support. And that means you be there. Be a godma auntie to all other kids, too.
Krishan Rock is really pregnant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's showing her baby bump now. Everybody thought that
she's bullshit.
She was bullshitting, but she got her baby bump out. And yeah, so it's about to be a baby face.
Congratulations, man. Mm-hmm. Like that's really precious and it's very vulnerable situation. So all the prayers you could give to them people at that certain time. When people get pregnant, everybody throw prayers and blessings, man. That's a miracle from God.
It seemed like it stopped them from fighting, so that's a good thing.
I hope so.
We haven't seen them like fist fighting
praise
on TMZ.
The Lord. Good.
So good. That's good. And then she got a new tattoo that says Jonathan's pussy right above her vagina.
Who's and, Jonathan?
Has anybody, I guess that's Blueface's real name. Yeah. Has anybody ever got that for you? Like, waxes poom poom. Waxes pussy.
I got, I definitely got some tattoos for years that, you know they tagged up a wax. You know what I'm saying?
So it says wax or your real name?
I got some waxes. Never my real
name. Is that weird that it's like your nickname?
Is my nickname. I got my nickname and I got a couple other things that I got on me. They got the exact same thing. So
you got mad matching tattoos with bitches?
Couple.
How the fuck do y'all do that shit?
No, I didn't. No, they got it because I got it. I didn't did a fucking shot with them and got it.
So there's nobody that you asked to get it on?
Oh, hell no.
One of them.
They came and showed your boy. Ah, look.
Y'all didn't go together? Nothing.
Guaranteed. Never.
Would you?
The next girl that do get me, she gonna fool the shit out of me. So whatever she probably do, probably gonna be able to get me.
I'm not doing that.
I don't think I'm doing that either.
Not like I'm thinking,
I mean, maybe I do. I guess a promise ring is something I could just, you know, tear back off. I could fix that back.
I got one thing and covered that motherfucker up.
Yeah.
Like that was as similar as somebody else. And I covered that motherfucker up. Like, and that's why I think about shit like that. And I'm like, I've covered up a few tattoos, but only because I didn't like them no more.
Yeah.
Or they were stupid. Like, I got it when I was young. And I'm like, why the fuck would I get my name on my wrist? Like, shit like that. So
people,
I got that covered.
Permanent things, you know, people do a lot of things with temporary situation. They make a permanent decision. And you can't do that because we don't really even know what tomorrow holds. Like, tomorrow might be a totally different, whoa, or fuck. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what next year really holds at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try not to do nothing that's so permanent. You know, I know that my belief in God is not going to be withered. You know what I'm saying? At all. So that's why I put on my child's name, my mom's name. You know what I'm saying? I know I put on me because I ain't going nowhere.
If I'm married or about to get married, then I'll be like, all right, we could get some shit together. But
married, kids, kidney.
Kidney. That's like a tattoo. You don't even need to get the tattoo because then the person's in you.
All in you, baby.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need. A fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddys.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
All right. So let's talk about some word on the street shit.
Okay.
Ari Lennox, I have a question. Oh, well, she has a question. I thought this was interesting because you're a guy, I think, sometimes. And she has a question. So it's Ari Lennox. She says, have I made myself unattractive by wanting love so bad, by speaking about it, complaining about it? I feel like I wish I didn't crave it. I wish it didn't make me blind, weak, and so dangerously trusting. I wish I had no love inside of me. Wish I didn't have emotions. Wish I didn't care. Would, if a girl wrote stuff like this or spoke like this, does that scare you away or does that make you want to like, because you know how sometimes I feel like with women, we always want to like nurture things. We're like, oh, this person's broken. I want to help them get through this. Yes. Is that a red flag for you when a girl talks like that?
Yes, because after she fix you, she going to go to the next person and try to fix too. You know what I'm saying? Bless you.
Thank you.
So she, that's her character. And it's not a bad character to have. It's just that you know that she's not going to be there too long. So once she fix you and stuff, the next person that's come through wounded, she's not going to allow them to just go past wounded because that's just her, who she is.
But isn't she the broken one?
No, she always want to fix one. Women always want to fix somebody.
No, she is saying
she need hugs.
She's the broken one. That's what I'm getting from it. She's saying, have I made myself unattractive by wanting love? Like, she's the one, she's like craving love. She said it makes her blind, weak, dangerously trusting. That makes her the broken one. Because she's basically saying once she falls in love, she completely loses herself. Not just that, she's also saying like she wants it, she needs it, but she doesn't have it. So does that make her unattractive to a man who's maybe just chilling? And like maybe that could be somebody for her, but does it seem a little desperate? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, and I was talking to one of my peoples earlier today, and I was like, I think I want to be with a girl who respect me, but don't love me. You see what I'm saying?
Why?
But like me.
I believe that. That's how guys are.
No, because love is like, I don't know if it's love because trolling. Love is it's got some type of hurtful to it. You know what I'm saying? Every girl who ever told me she was in love with me tried to kill me. Every girl who told me she loved me.
Well, I don't know if that's love.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pretty toxic.
Every girl who said she loved me tried to hurt me.
Well, that means it's you.
You know what I'm saying? It's possible.
No, it's very true.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. All the girls who we just cool and we like each other, we still like each other. We still cool as hell to this day. You know what I'm saying? And
but you love them?
The love is there because the respect is there. You see what I'm saying? That right there goes together more than just I love you. Because I'm a change. I'm a grow.
That's not as strong a connection, I don't think. Like, I think you got to have both, but like just respecting somebody and not having love for them or loving them.
No, it's automatically going to come in it. You know what I'm saying? But you could love somebody but not respect them, but you can't respect somebody and not love them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Because you respect them, when you respect somebody, you love so many things about them that you respect them. You put them at a higher thing.
No, that's not true. You can have respect for people just because that's your character where you treat people with respect, but that doesn't mean I love you. I'm treating you with respect because this is the type of person I am.
We're talking about relationships, though.
In a relationship, right?
Love doesn't come with that. That's what I'm saying.
That's why they're two separate things.
Love is not, you can love somebody and not respect them.
That's true. And you can respect somebody and not love them.
I give respect.
There's plenty of people I respect that I don't love at all.
In a relationship, though, we talking?
But even in a, have I been in a relationship where I respected the person?
More than
and
you
I
love
liked them?
Them,
not necessarily loved them. Yeah, like I liked them. Yeah. I fucked with them.
Then you, I ain't had.
But I respected them to the point where it's like I can't fuck with somebody I don't respect.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather that. I'd rather respect more than love. I want you to like me more than you love me. You know what I'm saying? And that's all the relationships I got like that. Me and these people are still cool forever. You see what I'm saying? But every time somebody say, I love you and I'm in love with you, it was always, you know what I mean? Maybe I don't need nobody to love me.
Well, what do you do wrong once they say that? And what I mean by that is, I'm saying it's you because you're saying this constantly happens. I can't think of any relationships with any of my friends or even myself where it's like the same thing constantly happens because it's different people, different experiences. So that would mean it's kind of you because you keep bringing the same thing out of people. So
that people that say they love me, I was wrong. I guess I'd take it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see what I could have did. But.
You know, I went crazy one time in a relationship as far as like, you know, like breaking windows, doing this, doing that, fighting him. Like just
was in love.
No, that's not what it was. It was whatever he was bringing out of me. I was in love with someone else and never did that. And like, we've had issues, we have problems, but that was what he brought out of me because that's what he brought out of me because that's what he brought out of people. And you know how I know this? Because he did it with the next girl. He did it with the girl before it's you at that point. Because if I'm in a relationship with someone and that's not me at all, and that wasn't me in the previous one, that's not me. That's what you're bringing out of people. You're antagonizing people to do certain things. And yeah, I may be falling for it. Maybe I wasn't strong enough too. But like, when I asked the person later on down the line, I'm like, yo, what was that? What was that, the energy that you brought to me that had me angry like that, that had me accepting abuse and trying to abuse back? Like, what was that? And the motherfucker said to me, I brought the devil out of you. That's really what the person said. And like, when I heard that, I just was like, this person needs to be completely away from me. Like that. And he was right, because this is something you do. And you knew it's something you do because other women have been like that with you. That's whatever you're doing to the women. So like, I don't know. That was the case with this.
I mean, I dealt with a lot of women and not all of them act like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe.
But to women. The same level that you dealt with the ones that wanted to kill you?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted to kill me, but they really don't want to kill me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not
Did they try?
Yeah, they try to kill
me. What do you mean? I feel like I would strangle wax if I was, that's like the worst thing you could do. Somebody really got to piss you off if you strangle their ass.
Just hold it. I would strangle that
motherfucker. I couldn't imagine. So, yeah, like, name one attempt. This is actually scary, but I just want to know. Like, throwing a radio in the bathtub?
No, I'm joking. No, one attempt is gunshots at me.
Shot at you with a gun?
Yeah. Ran out the back door, shots at me. Busted my head with a vase when I was asleep.
Not when you were asleep. What did you do?
I got up.
No, nigga.
They're mostly all similar. They look through my phone.
Cheating. Damn, niggas tried to murder your ass.
But, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm sitting beep. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's like.
How do you hit somebody in the head with a vase while they're sleeping?
And I just bought the flowers.
That's because you fucked somebody and you felt bad. Yeah.
That's usually what happens, woman. Yeah. Is, I mean, if your man over
there. That's a nigga. Don't buy me no flowers, nigga.
But even with the woman, you come home.
I know you did some shit.
And you come home and she don't usually cook and she got everything done, the house all clean, everything. She's happy. She's so happy that you let her go out and cheat. She's going to do everything for you.
Lord.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
And that's what the man do too.
See, but sometimes people are just genuinely nice.
I get it. But, you know, when you know somebody, you know. And I'm saying, hopefully she's nice again tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? After you gave her that less pumps than the other nigga, young nigga done gave her. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you gave her, you beat that nigga out with pumps, you're going to get that next meal again good. Even the leftovers. But if you did 76 pumps and that nigga did 280 pumps, nigga, you ain't getting no meal the next day. And she going back to young boy.
Anyway, Twerk, what was the, you wanted us to talk about something, you said. All right, so this story, last but not least, a daycare owner, she shot her husband after finding out that he molested her students.
Okay.
And she says she snapped. She's not a violent person. They actually charged her with 4 years. She pled guilty. He was molesting, like I said, the students. And he was a retired police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He's charged now with 33 counts of rape, child sex crimes. He molested 4 children, boys and girls, from the age of 9 to 11. So, come on now. 4 years? She saved them kids. That nigga is a nasty, disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah, she need to be out. If there is a petition or something like that for the sign, I promise you I would sign it. If there's like, get her out. If we get this many signatures, she can get out. Put Wax's name down on there. You know
Here's my thing. Police officers can kill people in the street that are innocent and get away with it with nothing. Mm-hmm. No punishment, right? So he's actually the police officer, retired now, whatever. But he's actually done stuff to hurt, injure, harm kids. 33 counts, children. You're putting you're disgusting piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Y'all wasn't going to take law and matter into y'all own hands. Not to say that we should, but like 4 years is excessive.
Yeah, come on, man. And then she feels totally responsible for that. Them kids was in her care. And when anybody kid is around you,
That's your kid right now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he's a little kid in here. That's all our kid right
now.
That's
it.
If that kid fall, that kid was thirsty, that kid, like, figure out what
any kid that's around, that belongs
that's
to everybody.
All of us. That's
so you're supposed to take care of them kids.
Yes.
And you sitting there, first of all, you don't work no more, which means the wife is taking care of you. Mm-hmm. And you're using the students working. For your sex. No, he's retired. For
She said she killed him at his job.
At her job, no?
No, she went and flew somewhere, and that nigga was being a security guard somewhere, a retired guy. And she went and hit his ass up, which was great.
Oh, damn. See, but then when you do that, they look at it like you done planned it out. I thought she caught the nigga at the house.
No, no. Yeah, like in the act, that would have been even perfect. I don't think she would be in jail. But
that's why she got 4 years.
Yeah, but still, man, let's try to look her out. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course. But like, why you think she didn't go to the police?
Like I said, she feels totally responsible for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She don't need to know police when this matter is mine. Somebody touched my mom. So somebody smacked my mom. I'm not calling the fucking cops. You know what I'm saying? Somebody touched my kids.
And you know what? She probably took that 4 years on the chin because she like, look, I was watching these kids and it's my own damn husband that was fucked up. I know that's going to bother her forever. Like, because them kids are fucked up now.
Throw that nigga to the wolves, though. You know what I'm saying? You put his ass in jail. And he was a cop probably putting niggas
up. I was shocked he was black. When I seen the story, I'm not going to lie. Sorry. But I didn't think he was going to be black.
Nah, I get it.
You know, okay, so really quickly, Black Excellence. Big shout out to Tyler Perry and Byron Allen. They're both up to buy BET.
Nice.
And you know how we feel about black ownership here on the Bully and the Beast podcast. Early. I hate that we build stuff up and then sell it, man.
Yeah.
Fucking everything, Tidal, Versus, Duce, Ciroc. Like, you know, well, right now they still own it, but you know, Duce, they had an issue with Bacardi.
Barclays.
Yeah. You Barclays. Well, he owned a little percentage, but still, it is what it is, you know? But shout out to them for, I wonder who's going to get it. And you know, everybody was laughing at me because I really thought Byron Allen and Candyman was the same person.
They look alike.
Just alike. For years.
Even a new actor that's playing on the Creed movie, he looked like them too.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he do.
I don't know who you talking about.
The guy, the other guy.
Jonathan Major?
Yeah. He don't look like Candyman in them. Yes, he do. He look just like them.
Oh, okay. I can see. I like a younger version. Did he play Candyman in this one? I don't know. But I know Byron Allen for years. I thought that he was an actor turned into like this nigga just got mad bread and now he's like Byron Allen that owns everything.
Sure.
That's so crazy. I can't believe it's not Candyman. I was scared of that man for years.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I wanted to beat him for a while. I had a trench coat and shit.
All right. You was doing something else with that trench coat. I'm sure you was doing something else with that motherfucking trench coat. All right. So we got to get into our favorite part of the day, and that's Wax's ABCs. Wax's ABCs. Y'all know how it goes down. We're going to give Wax a word. He's going to use it in a sentence, define it, and tell us what that word is. Easy. You ready, twerk God? Okay, so the word is GLABROUS. What is that?
Glabrous. Glabrous.
Okay. Glabrous?
Yeah, glabrous.
Mm-hmm.
Glab is like somebody always talking so much, like the glabber mouth.
Like DJ Glab.
You know what I'm saying? Glab
not
all the fucking time.
Glab. Okay.
And they glab on us. So this is more like somebody telling on somebody. So glabrous, it looks a little Mexican, but a little because it's like the Royce at the end is like tacos.
But where you get Mexican from?
Because the R-O-U-S is more like, you know, I see an umbrella for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
No, you lost me. But go ahead.
So glabrous is like a blabbermouth. He talking about us. So that's like a little Mexican slang. Like, glabber's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Like the nigga that talk a lot.
Yeah. Blabbermouth is coming. You know what I'm saying? Glabmouth is coming. You see what I'm saying? This is a Mexican saying that somebody being a blabbermouth.
So is that the sentence? No, use it in a sentence. That was the definition.
I went to Mexico, you know what I'm saying, to go try to save the people that just not got caught. You know
so you
saying?
Was going to get a tummy tuck.
I was.
Okay.
I was going to save the people. And, You know, I guess I was like some type of spy and whatever. So when I got off the plane, it was like, yo, Glabber's coming. I'm like, oh, I think it was some dope thing. You know what I'm saying?
You a spy?
And that's what I thought they that's what they thought I was. But I was just coming over to help the people out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like Blabbermouth.
And that's the sentence.
Yeah, I went over there and they called me Glabbers.
You know, we haven't had you use it in a song in a while. I think let's have you use it in a song before we head out. Think that'll be good. Make it good.
Glabrous. All right. Glabrous is a reason why we tell.
What?
Glabrous. I don't know, man. I'm fucked up the song. I'm sorry.
See what happens when you can smoke? We got to record more on Sundays.
Yes, you...
Well, your mind is clear. Whatever. We're going to get up out of here.
Glabrous. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I forgot.
I mean, it was so good.
No, your song was so terrible. I was trying to just wrap that part up.
The word is glabrous.
Told you.
Yeah, but it means to be bald.
So you are totally bald. You were totally off. Take the hat off so we can see what glabrous is.
My boss, yeah. Early.
Thank you, Twerk. We got to get up out of here.
Yes.
Wax is only getting any older. And
yes, man.
Can you take the hat off just so we could understand what glabrous means, for real?
This right here is what glabrous means.
What if his dread fell off when he did that shit? I would fucking be on the goddamn ground. Do you hear me?
No, I got to put these things up, man. You wish.
All right. Bully and the Beast podcast. You. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will see you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bless.
Hi.
So this shit really is glabrous?
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.